Present tonight, Representative Meyer, Representative Schnall, Representative Jewell, Senator Hoffman, Senator Green, and myself, Senator Wilken. We're joined at the table by Legislative Finance, David Teal. Purpose of tonight's meeting is to finish our business, and I will say that we'll schedule the meeting for tomorrow in case we miss something tonight. If something pops up, we'll meet again tomorrow, but the intent tonight would be to finish it all. So let's see. First, we're going to do the motion sheets, and then we'll do the mental health budget, which you have. And then we'll do fiscal notes, and you have a summary of those on your table. So with that, anything else come before the committee before we begin? If not, Representative Chenault, if you would start us with Department of Corrections.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Under the Department of Corrections, line item number 3, I would make the motion that we rescind our earlier motion in adopting and adopt Senate numbers on number 3.
Is there objection to rescinding our earlier action and adopting Senate numbers? Seeing none, item 3 is rescinded, and in its place we adopt Senate.
Correct. Mr. Chairman, if you're ready, I would like to move on to number 4.
Well, number 4?
We would take Senate numbers.
Senate.
The next open item, I believe, is number 13, and we would take Senate number.
Senate.
And also on line 21.
Sorry.
Mr. Chairman, I would ask that we take the Senate number.
Senate. Okay.
And so I would believe, Mr. Chairman, that that would close out the Department of Corrections. So I would make the motion that we accept the changes as stated.
Is there objection to adopting corrections as presented? Seeing none, corrections is adopted and closed. Department of Fish and Game. Representative Chenault.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In the Department of Fish and Game, on item number 3, we would take House on both numbers.
House on both.
On item number 4, we would take Senate on the first number, House on the second, and Senate on the third.
Senate, House, Senate. Okay.
On item number 7, we would take House on the first number and Senate on the second.
House and Senate.
On item number 8, we would take House on the first number and Senate on the second number.
House and Senate.
Item 9, we would take House on item 1 and Senate on item 2.
House and Senate.
On item 10, we would take Senate.
Let's see, stand at ease. I've got Senate. We're back to order. Representative Schnault, number 10.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Sorry for the confusion. On number 10, we would take Senate minus 300.
Senate minus 300.
On item 12, we would take Senate on the first number. We would take House on the second. We would take Senate on the third item. Okay. And Senate on the fourth item.
Okay. Senate, House, Senate, Senate.
Okay. You want to go through the rescinding motion now?
Yeah, if we just bundle those together.
Okay. All right, Mr. Chairman, on items 16, 18, 19, 21, and 27, I would like to rescind our action that we had taken earlier and revise that to adopt new numbers.
Okay, is there objection to rescinding our action on 16, 18, 19, 21, and 27? Seeing none, let's start with 16. Representative Chenault?
Item 16, Mr. Chairman, we would take House on, item number 2, we would take Senate minus 197,000.5. And on item number 3, we would take House.
Okay.
On item 18, item number 1, we would take House. Item number 2, we would take Senate minus 56.4. Item 3, we would take House. Item 4, House. Item 5, House. And item 6, House.
Okay. House, Senate minus 56.4, House.
Okay. Item 19, we would take Senate minus 2.0. And on item 2, we would take House.
Okay. Senate minus 2.0 and House.
On item 21, we would take House on the first item. We would take Senate minus 26.1. On the second item, we would take House on the third, House on the fourth, House on the fifth item, and House on the sixth item.
Okay. House, Senate minus 26.1, House. Okay.
On item 27, we would take House minus 125. And we would also take House on the second line.
Minus 125. Okay, standard ease. I've got Representative Shaw.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On the second item on line 27, it would be House plus 125.
Okay. So House minus 125, and on item 2, House plus 125. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I believe that takes care of the items that we rescinded our action on.
It does. All right.
And so I would make the motion that we accept those numbers as stated.
And we have, you know, back, okay. Yes. Is there objection to adopting the numbers as stated for the rescission action? And we still have one more.
Mr. Chairman, I would move that we go back to item number 3.
Oops, let's do 23.
Oh, you want to do 23?
Let's just get that out.
All right, Mr. Chairman, on item number 23, we would take Senate.
Senate on 23, okay. Now back to 3.
All right, number 3, Mr. Chairman, I would make the motion that we would have House on the first number. And I'm going to say that's a plus, 200. And we would take House minus 300 on the second number.
Okay. The first number is, I've got House minus 200, is that, which is correct?
Plus 300 and House minus 300 on the second.
Okay, so standard ease. Okay, at ease. Back to order. Sorry for the
long day, guys.
Sorry for the confusion. Number 3.
Item number 3, Mr. Chairman, I would make the motion that we take House plus 300 on the first item and House minus 300 on the second item.
Okay. House plus 300 on the first, minus 300 on the second. All right. Everybody got that? All right. I think that, is that all the Fish and Game?
35.
Takes us through 27.
Ah, thank you.
We have 25.
Okay.
35.
35.
Excuse me.
Okay, anything else on Fish and Game?
No.
Okay, Representative Schnell?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would make the motion that we accept those items as stated in the Fish and Game budget.
Is there objection to adopting Fish and Game as stated? Seeing none, Fish and Game is closed. Department of Health and Social Services, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Under the Department of Health and Social Services, item number 35, we would take House minus 250.
House minus 250.
And Mr. Chairman, I believe that would close out Health and Social Services.
Okay. Motion.
So I would make the motion to accept the items as stated in the Health and Social Services Department.
Is there objection to the motion? Seeing none, item 35 is adopted, and that closes HES. Labor, Representative Schnell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Department of Labor, we had item number 9 open, and we would propose to take House minus 1,001.050.
Okay. All right, and that's the only item.
So, Mr. Chairman, I would make the motion that we accept the item as stated in the Department of Labor and Workforce Development.
Is there objection to adopting as presented? Seeing none, labor is adopted and closed. DMVA.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In Military and Veterans Affairs, number 4, we would propose to take Senate on item number 1, Senate on item number 2, and Senate on item number 3.
Senate on all three?
Yes, sir.
Questions?
Oh, yeah. Representative Jewell.
Just wondering if there's enough funds in the fund, in the fund, the designated fund for this.
If anticipating we'll pass some sort of PPT, yes, sir, will be. Perhaps more than enough. Okay, other discussion on DMVA? Representative Schnell?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I would make the motion that we accept those numbers on item 4 for Military and Veterans Affairs.
Is there objection? Seeing none, DMVA is closed. DNR, Representative Schnell?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Department of DNR, on item number 3, we would take Senate minus 433.7. We would, on item number 1. We would take Senate on item number 2, and we would take Senate on item number 3.
Okay, Senate minus 433,700 on number 1, and Senate numbers on 2 and 3.
Correct. On item number 7, we would take Senate.
Senate, and that should be DNR.
And that should close out DNR, Mr. Chairman, so I would make the motion that we accept those items as listed in number 3 and number 7 in Department of Natural Resources.
Objection to the motion? Seeing none, DNR is closed. Department of Public Safety.
Department of Public Safety, Mr. Chairman, on item number 6, we would take Senate.
Senate.
Item number 7, we would take Senate.
Senate.
Item number 8, we would take Senate.
Senate.
Item number 9, we would take House.
House.
Item number 10, we would take Senate.
Senate.
Object to all of those, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
Okay. Senator Hoffman?
I object to all of those.
Okay. You want to speak to your objection or just object?
Well, you know, on the SR1, the $200,000 for enhanced BPSO recruitment, I think the Senate has the right numbers. Well,
you mean that?
Wait a minute.
The House
number. No, I guess I would object to number 6 and number 10.
6 and 10, okay.
Yeah.
Could I, Senator Hoffman, on number six, what's not shown here is the language that allows the department to carry forward the 06 laps.
Right.
To be used, which that's $550,000. So that would take care of six. And then 10, they're expecting $5 million from the federal government to take care of that CDVSA program. So those, between the federal government and the LAPS, we should be able to take care of both of those.
With that, I'll remove my objection.
Your name, Joe?
I'm just wondering, with regards to number
Seven?
Oh, I'm sorry. This isn't the $500,000 that you're referring to, $550 or whatever. It's a reduction of the contracts, and what I was wondering is of the open positions, about $550,000. I think you were referring to in line item six. If those were two different numbers, or are they the same?
No, six and seven are related.
They're related.
Yes. The 550 carries forward in the VPSO program.
Right. Okay.
So
okay.
The Department of Public Safety would use the money out as they see fit.
Okay. Thank you.
Other, let's see, we stopped at 10. Okay, and the objections are removed. So, Representative Chenault, 11.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Item number 11, we would take Senate on number one. We would take Senate on number two. And we would take Senate on number three.
Okay, Senate on one, two, and three.
And on item 12, Mr. Chairman, we would take Senate.
Okay, Senate on intent language.
So with that, Mr. Chairman, I believe I'll make the motion that we accept those numbers as stated in the Department of Public Safety. I believe that would close that out.
Objection to adopting public safety as presented and closing. Seeing none, public safety is closed. DOTPUF, Representative Chenault.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Under DOTPUF, item number eight, we would take House.
House.
On item 15, we would take Senate.
Senate.
On item 19, item number one, we would take Senate.
Senate.
And item number two, we would take Senate.
Senate on both.
On item 21, we would take House.
House.
Item 22, we would take Senate on item number one, and Senate on item number two.
Senate on one and two.
On item 25, we would take Senate.
Senate.
Moving to item 31, we would take Senate on item number one, and Senate on item number two.
Senate on one and two.
On number 32, we would take Senate.
Senate.
On item 33, we would take Senate.
Senate.
On item 34, we would take Senate.
Senate.
On item 35, we would take House.
House.
On item 36, we would take Senate.
Senate.
On item 37, item number one, we would take House. And on item number two, we would take House.
House. House on one and two.
On item 38, we would take House on item number one. And we would take House on item number two.
House on one and two. That's DOTPUF.
So, Mr. Chairman, I would make the motion that we accept those items as stated.
Objection to adopting Department of Transportation as presented. Seeing none, adopted, and that closes DOTPUF. University of Alaska.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. One of my favorite subjects, education. On item number one, we would take Senate.
Senate.
In the first item. On the second item, we would take Senate. And on the third item, we would take Senate.
Okay. Senate one, two, and three.
On item number two, we would take Senate.
Senate.
And item number three, we would take Senate.
Senate on intent.
So, Mr. Chairman, I would make the motion that we accept those items as described under the University of Alaska budget.
Okay. Is there objection to adopting university as proposed? Seeing none, that closes university. Fund cap.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Under fund capitalization, on item number one, we would take Senate. Item number two, we would take Senate. And item number three, we would take House.
House.
And so, Mr. Chairman, I would make the motion that under fund capitalization that we accept those items as discussed.
Objection to adopting fund capitalization as presented. Seeing none, fund cap is closed. Debt service, Representative Shelton.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Under debt service, on item number one, we would take Senate on the first item, Senate on the second item.
Senate and Senate.
On number two, we would take Senate on item number one and Senate on item number two.
Senate and Senate.
On item number three, we would take Senate on item number one. We would take Senate on item number two. We would take Senate on item number three, and we would also take Senate on item number four, Mr. Chairman.
You Senate on one through four.
So with that, Mr. Chairman, I would make the motion that under debt service, we accept those items as previously discussed.
Is there objection to adopting debt service as presented? Seeing none, debt service is closed.
Briefly, Mr.
Chairman. Back to order, please. Now we'll go to the language section. Representative Chenault, let's take these just one. We have. Let's take the complicated ones one at a time.
Okay.
Mr.
Chairman, under language sections, item number one, we would propose Senate less the bracketed gold bold language. Excuse me.
We'll put that in the form of a motion. Is there objection to adopting less the bold language? Seeing none, item one is adopted. Item two.
Mr. Chairman, item number two, we would like to add per the request of the legislative revisor.
Okay. Take that in the form of a motion. Is there objection to adding per the request of the revisor number two? Seeing none, number two is adopted. Number three.
On item number three, Mr. Chairman, we would propose Senate less the bold bracketed text.
Okay.
So I would make that motion.
Is there objection to adopting number three less the bold text? Okay. Seeing none, number three is adopted. Number four.
Item number four, Mr. Chairman, we would like to make the motion to add this per the request of the legislative revisor.
Is there objection to the amendment? I mean, to the motion? Seeing none, number four is adopted.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Item number five, we would take Senate.
Senate.
And on item number six, we would take House.
House. That should take care of language sections.
So with that, Mr. Chairman, I would make the motion that we accept the changes in the language section as noted.
Okay. Is there objection to adopting as presented and closing language sections? Seeing none, that's closed. Okay. Let's stand at ease for a moment. Mr. David, does that take care of all the agencies? Order now, if we could now turn our attention to the mental health budget. You have a summary on your table. Representative Chenault, if you would just march us down through 1 through 10, please.
You bet. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. These are the differences in the mental health budget. House, Senate, on item one would be 3 million, House.
House.
On item number two would be 5 million, House.
House.
On item three would be 400,000, 150 from MTAR and 250 from AHFC Division.
Okay, 400.
House. On number four would be House. Item five would be House.
House, 1.2 million.
Item six would be Senate, 550,000.
Senate.
Item seven would be House, 350,000.
House.
Item eight would be House, 1.750 million.
House.
On item eight would be House, 2 million. And item 10 would be House, 400,000.
Okay.
So, Mr. Chairman, I would make the motion that we accept these items as listed on the mental health capital.
Objection to adopting 1 through 10 as presented on mental health capital. See none, that's adopted and closed. Next, turn our attention to fiscal notes. So you have a summary of the fiscal notes. And motion, Representative Chenault, and then any questions?
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I would make the motion that we accept the fiscal notes on legislation as shown on the two sheets before us that are dated 5-7 of 06, 5-18 p.m.
I'll object just for a little summary. The fiscal notes you have before you are $148,550,000, of which K-12 is $131,667.8 million. That leaves $16,882,000 as fiscal notes outside of K-12. That $16.8 million is made up of two large components. The school performance incentive package is $5.8 million, and the six additional judges that we've added is $5.7 million. All other legislation, for your information, is $5.36 million additional through the fiscal notes. Representative Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I haven't been tracking this as close as I should. Has House Bill 13 made it through the process?
We passed it on third today. We're in third today in reconsideration, so it'll pass along.
So it could still change.
Oh, it could, but I doubt it.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Other questions on fiscal notes? I'll remove my objection to adopting as presented. Is there further discussion or objection? Seeing none, the fiscal notes are adopted. Stand at ease, please. I check with David. David thinks everything is in proper order. He's going to order up a bill. We should have it in a couple of hours. I don't see a need to schedule a meeting for tomorrow unless someone else does. He sounds like it's pretty well buttoned up. So is there anything else to come for the committee before I say thanks to the five of you for your promptness and your help, and particularly to Sharon and to James and to the other staffers that helped us put it together? Thank you very much, ma'am. And
sir.
Thank you. Is there anything else to come before the committee before we adjourn? Representative Chenault?
Mr. Chairman, I would just like to say that it's been an interesting 2 years working with you and your staff, and your staff has helped us quite a bit, and I think my staff's learned quite a bit from yours, and just want to thank you for the work that you put in on this, and appreciate it.
You bet. Goes right back to you guys, too. So. With that, if there's nothing else. Oh, yeah, thank you. I was just going to do that. Representative Chenault, I don't even know what's the bill number?
365.
Representative Chenault, would you please report two motions. First, House Bill 366 from committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would make the motion that we move 366 from committee.
Is there objection to adopting and moving House Bill 366 as amended, the mental health bill, from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes? Seeing none, House Bill 366 is moved from committee. Representative Chenault.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would make the motion that we move House Bill 365 out of committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
Is there objection to passing 365 from committee with recommendations? Seeing none, House Bill 365 is passed. Now can we adjourn? All right. Thanks, everybody, for your work. We're adjourned.